Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
It's 99.9 KISW Metal Shop here. We're actually hanging out while the show is going on. If you hear background music, that's Exhumed, and they're playing right now. Huge tour right now. It's Exhumed, Necrot, Gatecreeper, Judiciary, a lot of different kind of subgenres of heavy music represented. And I'm talking to a dude from Necrot known as Chad Gailey. That is his name. Do you have a nickname? Do you have like a brutal metal nickname? Come up with one. Oh, what's your brutal metal nickname, man?
I don't know, man. I haven't been graced with one yet. One day.
Yeah. If anyone's listening, you got to come up with a nickname for Chad Gailey. And we're hoping someone's listening. So first off, welcome to the Northwest. What's it like being on tour during Thanksgiving? How did you celebrate?
Well, yesterday we actually rented an Airbnb with Exhumed.
Nice.
And we had a Friendsgiving with them.
A Friendsgiving, cool.
Yeah, it was amazing. We cooked a ton of food. We had an amazing lasagna and mac and cheese, and there's a huge turkey.
Really?
I mean, it was probably one of the best Thanksgivings I've ever had.
That's awesome.
It was really nice.
It wasn't
to spend
like the traditional Thanksgiving food, but it was up to par. Like,
oh yeah, yeah. I mean,
good Italian food.
You know, there was a bunch of other stuff. There was, you know, stuffing, and there was hors d'oeuvres and appetizers,
yeah,
and stuff.
Who did the cooking?
Our driver and Luca, the bassist. So Rika is our driver, and then Luca plays bass and sings in Necrot. They both did the cooking.
Yeah,
and then, you know, everybody helped throughout, you know, whether it was prepping or cleaning or setting up.
Yeah.
So it was a group effort.
That's
so
awesome,
cool.
Man.
Yeah, yeah, it was
very cool.
Fun.
And that was in Seattle?
It was in Bothell.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
nice.
So, I mean,
kind of
technically
the suburbs.
The same.
Yeah. Nice suburban Thanksgiving
definitely.
Necrot and Exhumed. That's awesome, man.
That's really nice.
Okay, so I got to ask you, man. Full of Hell today had all of their gear stolen, their fan, everything stolen. Now, you're from Oakland. I've heard horror stories about Oakland. Whenever bands go through, I've heard like four or five bands talk about how sketchy and how they've gotten their stuff stolen from Oakland. Have you ever experienced this?
Well, it happened to us a few years ago, I think, with Luca's van. He lives in East Oakland. It got stolen. It was gone for about a month, I feel like.
Okay.
And then
Jesus.
The police recovered it at another spot in East Oakland, and he was able to get it back, but luckily nothing was, you know, damaged.
It wasn't
much.
Like a haul-out shell of a van?
No, it was still together. Somebody was using it for work.
Jesus.
But, I mean, it happens pretty often.
Yeah, what's up with Oakland, man? Is it just a grimy place?
Well, no, it's just people see a van full of expensive gear, and why not? You
of
know,
course,
you leave backpacks or you leave expensive stuff out in the open, people will break the window and grab it. When I live in Oakland, I mean, I keep everything hidden or out of sight. Like, it goes in the trunk or it comes with me. I never leave anything in the car because people, if they see anything, even if it's like a bottle of water, it's like, you never know what this person is going through. They will smash the window.
It's gonna, so, all it is, it just catches their eye real quick and they see something.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a bad pack of cigarettes. They'll still break into your car.
But that's the thing. It's like anywhere. It doesn't have to be just Oakland. This happens all across the country every day.
Oh, yeah.
Just, you have to be vigilant and you have to know and be self-aware of what's going on.
Fair enough, yeah.
So it's better to just keep everything out of sight and You know, if you're unfortunate enough for it to happen, it happens. But with Full of Hell, I mean, they've been touring for years, and this is the first time that they said this has happened. And it really sucks because they just started a, like, a giant tour with Cattle Decapitation and Atheist, and now they have to drop off because they literally cannot continue. And it's amazing that they've had so much support in the last, you know, 12 hours of the GoFundMe coming up.
They reached their goal, you know?
And,
so.
And then some. And it's amazing that that happened. It just shows you people really support bands.
It's true,
when they're in that time of need. And, I mean, I even reposted it on my Instagram. Just donate if you can.
Yeah.
And people have. So it's really cool to see everybody reaching out and supporting them.
Yeah, man. It shows that there's people out there that are passionate and they do care. And they've been in the same situation and they know how much it sucks balls.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, let's kind of go from there. Tell me, growing up, like, are you originally from Oakland?
No, I'm from San Jose, California. It's a suburb outside of Oakland, an hour or so away.
Yeah.
I grew up there.
Did you grow up going to metal shows and stuff?
Well, I mean, when I was younger, I would go to punk shows because that's... I mean, I went to both because in San Jose, the scene was kind of small. So you went to whatever shows were going on.
Oh, of course,
and a lot of venues didn't really stick around for a long time, so it was cool when you actually got to go see a show with friends. I mean, I didn't start going to shows till I was about, like, 14 or, like, underground punk and metal shows. I was, like, 14 or 15 when I started going to those. And it was cool because I got to see a lot of bands, and I still know a lot of these people today.
That's awesome.
Just from going to those shows. And then, you know, I'm super immersed in it now, especially in Oakland, just because that's where, like, all my bands were playing and that's where all the shows were happening.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it just, that's the way that it happens sometimes. You know, not where you're born. That, you know, where you're born, it might not be as fruitful as somewhere else. So sometimes you have to venture out of your comfort zone or out of your own town.
Absolutely,
to make
man.
Things happen. So.
And you've been doing it, man. You're in a number of bands here, and we'll get to that in a second. But a question I have for you, and, you know, it might not strike gold here with the question because you're a drummer and you might not be the most visible person up front. So it might not provide as many embarrassing stories. But do you have any embarrassing stories on stage? Do you ever forget a song? You ever make a flub early on or even recently? Do you have any embarrassing stories?
I mean, you know, whenever you mess up, that's embarrassing. But most of the time, nobody even notices that you mess up. You just got to keep going.
Yeah,
and,
just make it look natural.
Yeah, I think the most embarrassing stage moment I've had was in like 2011. I got like too f***ed up, smoked too much weed, drank this Mad Dog 2020.
Uh-oh, it's always a bad time.
Yeah, and I just...
Well, good time, but it can provide bad times.
It was too intense, and I was like, I think I was like 18 or 19 or something, and yeah, it just f***ed me up good. So I think that's like my real... embarrassing story, but it's not even that embarrassing because nobody even remembers that show.
Yeah. And you're all you have to say is, sorry, dude, I was...
Yeah, I mean, multiple members of the band were f***ed up, so it's cool.
You party. obviously you're in Necrot. You guys raged tonight, but you're also in a band called Vastum. Just put out a killer record.
Thank you.
On 20 Bucks Spin, and how many other projects are you involved in? It seems like I looked at your Encyclopedia Metal. I'm obviously had to do a little research.
Yep.
Seems like you're involved in a lot of projects. How many are you currently in right now?
Well, right now the three most active projects are Necrot, Vastum, and Mortuous. Other than that, I'll do session work or I'll play live with bands. It just really depends on if people ask me to do stuff. I've been pretty active for the last like 8 years or so with bands, just being in multiple bands at one time and staying busy. So it's what I've been
doing. Is this your
full-time
thing?
Pretty much, yeah. So... I just keep busy with that, and between those three bands that I just mentioned, that's what keeps all my time occupied. And with Necrot, I'm always gone on
tour. You guys are tour road dogs.
Yes, we've been on tour pretty much the last 3 months.
So how do you even have time to like write a Vastum record?
Well, we did it in between everything.
Okay.
I rejoined Vastum in 2017. No, 2018.
Oh, okay. So you're out of it for a little while.
At the very end of... Yeah, like I was in Vastum from 2013 to 2014.
Okay.
And then I I got kicked out, but that's for a whole other, that's a whole other story. That doesn't, it's not even important.
Yeah. That's for round two of the podcast.
Yeah. Maybe, possibly. It's such a what, it doesn't even matter.
No drama. Yeah.
No, not at all.
Sounds good.
What is it? I rejoined last year. We started writing a new album with it was me and Shelby and Layla that were like really starting it because it was, they already had songs written and they needed somebody to do drums, and everybody that they'd asked was just not available or not getting back to them or just too busy.
Yeah.
So I was able to make it happen right before I left for Europe with Necrot.
That's
and then
awesome.
When I got back, we did a bunch of writing and more recording and demos. And then all of this year, like right before the Decibel tour, we did demos of all the songs. I got back from Decibel tour. We like practiced a whole bunch. And then we recorded in June and July and had it finished by the end of July and in Dave's, from 20 Bucks Spins hands, by the first week of August. And that's how I was able to get out so quick.
Yeah.
It's just like persistent work between all
filling
of us.
Your schedule pretty much. Packed,
yeah.
That's
but it paid off, and like people really like it, which I'm stoked on because I was like pretty nervous.
Yeah.
Myself, it's like, it's the first Vastum record I'm on, and it has to like stand up to all the other ones.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to be the, you know, the person
one
that's
album,
like,
yeah,
that when
the
they got
outlier.
That dumbass drummer, he f***ed it up. But
yeah,
it's
what
like,
the hell was that? Yeah, why'd they rehire that guy?
Yeah, thankfully it all worked out, and everybody's been pretty positive about it, so I'm stoked that.
So, what inspired you to play drums?
So I tried playing guitar first, and as soon as I started, it just wasn't panning out. And then for some reason or another, I just wanted to play drums. I just tried it, and then it just clicked. And as soon as I was doing that, like, I was, like, listening to records and playing along to them.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even have a drum set for, like, 2 years.
Wow.
Until I was, like, you know, actually, like, progressing.
Nice.
So it was like, you know, it was all building up to that. I would just listen to bands that I liked and try to play along. And then I also took lessons for a little bit.
Oh, very cool.
And tried to emulate what I wanted to play. So, basically just listening to punk, I guess, or just wanting to play an instrument inspired me to play drums.
Pretty so. DIY, right?
Yes.
That's awesome, man. So Blood Offerings came out in 2017. Anything you can kind of tease us about some new Necrot, or is there anything coming down the pipeline?
Well, we're about to record our second album in January. We were recording for a month straight at Earhammer, the same place that we recorded the last album.
Hell yeah.
With Greg Wilkinson. He's recorded Necrot and all my related projects for the last like 8 years or so. So it's awesome when getting to work with him again. We have 7 songs. We're going to re-record a demo track.
That's awesome.
And it should be out by the summer if all goes according to plan. So we'll see. That's basically all I can get or I can tease you with. And then also Merald Van Hastren is doing the album artwork.
Who is?
Merald Van Hastren.
Nice.
Yeah, the guy who did Blood Offerings cover.
Okay, you got
he's
him back.
Yeah.
That's awesome,
he's
man.
Really stoked.
That's awesome, dude. Well, all right, man. We're going to let you go. It's getting weird up in here. So we got, of course, Chad Gailey from Necrot. Any final words for the Northwest, man?
Thank you for doing the interview with me, and thank you for coming to the show and supporting Necrot.
Oh, absolutely,
and all
man.
The bands.
And check out Necrot, check out Vastum, and Mortuous.
Yes.
Mortuous. Thanks, dude.
Thank you.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.